Well, greetings, friends and neighbors, and welcome to another edition of Talking Truth Ministries. This is your brother, Benjamin Dixon, and I am your host. Today, we will be going to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. We're going to be looking at verses 14 through 30. We're going to be looking at Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. I'm looking at it from the King James Version of the Bible. And today's subject will be talking about using your gifts for God. The Bible reads as follows. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his servant's ability. And straightway he took his journey. And then he that had received 5 talents went and traded them with the same, and made them other five talents. And likewise he had done after he had received two, he that had received two. He also gained the other 2. But he that had digged in and what received 1 went and digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. So he had received 5 talents and came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 5 talents, and behold I have gained beside them 5 more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also had received 2 talents and came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he had received the one that had received one talent and said, came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, where thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed, and gather where I have not strained. Thou hast done all this therefore to give my money to strangers, and then come with to me to which I have received his mind with urgency. Thou take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has given 10. For everyone that has been given shall be given in abundance. But from him that have been given away, even that he which he have. Cast ye the profitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and the holy angels with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his glory. Well, that's a mic drop, guys. Using your gifts for God looks like there will be people who will have multiple gifts. And there will be people with one specific gift. Maybe your gift is to preach the gospel, or to sing, or to write, or to the spoken word poetry, or different little things like that. Using your gifts for God is important. But the key thing that I think God wants us to learn in this particular passage is that we do not want to be like that servant that had that one talent and then hid it for himself and then hid it. Because that man did not receive a reward. This man did not receive his reward. The man literally, because he was afraid to use his talent and to use the gift that God had given him, he let fear operate what God was going, that person, that Lord was going to do in his life. And I want us to learn to use our gifts for God and do not be fearful. Do not be slothful about it. Use the gifts that God has given you. Maybe this is the time for you to do a spiritual gift test to see what spiritual gifts you have. Maybe you have the gift of health. Maybe you have the gift of service. Maybe you have the gift of different little things like that. You need to learn what your gifts are so that we can use them with efficiency in the kingdom. As Christians, we should be using our gifts. We should be using our gifts. And whatever gifts that God has given us, we should multiply and be able to, rather, to maximize all of the gifts that God has given us so that we can be all that he has called us to be. So, as I leave you today, I want you to see that God has given us all gifts. Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has an opportunity to do something well with their lives for the glory and the kingdom of God. And I want you to be using your gifts. I plan on using my gifts with this podcast. I personally apologize to you guys for not uploading as much and the episodes not being as long as I would like them to be. I'm going back to doing more so extemporaneous teachings where I'm doing it without a manuscript. And I really do appreciate you guys for being patient and listening to the podcast and doing things that will be beneficial for us. But using your gifts is imperative, guys. We need to use our gifts. As I leave you, I want you to also look at our YouTube channel. It's under my name, Benjamin J. Dixon. I have some content on there that may be a blessing to you as well. I also have a new article out as well on Medium. I will be posting about it on YouTube very, very soon. I'm going to be doing a short, and it's going to be a little real short video about the article and about trusting the process. It's all about trusting the process with that one particular article. Talking about how in the same exact sense that, you know, using your gifts and talking about little things like that. For those of you who are interested, we do have a t-shirt shop on Teespring. The shirts are $18.99. Or you can go and purchase a shirt and go rock your Talking Truth merch. I will gladly tag you in a post if you end up wearing it. We have a few supporters that have already bought shirts and they are wearing their shirts. And I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I would not do it, obviously, for promotion and all those other things, but I do it for the glory and the kingdom of God. I don't do it for fame or fortune or anything like that. But thank you guys for hanging in here with me, sticking in here with me. Thank you guys just for being some of the best listeners in the world. I love each and every one of you. Thank you. And thank you for listening to Talking Truth Ministries. Peace.